For these reasons, and because it delivers for North Carolinians in important ways, I support this budget.
When Governor Josh Stein signed the appropriations bill into law last Tuesday, he touted the positive aspects of it that his administration was able to include alongside provisions crafted by Republican lawmakers. But in the North Carolina General Assembly's approval of the bill just days before, all three of Orange County's representatives disagreed.
This budget does not deliver for so many folks.
State Senator Jonah Garson, speaking there, as well as House Representatives Renee Price and Alan Buoyancy, all voted against the bill, saying the parts they disagree with hold more influence over the good the updated budget will bring. Speaking with 97.9 The Hill, all three lawmakers acknowledged the need for a budget, with the Republican majority more than a year overdue from producing one. But Democrats and the public alike were shut out of the negotiation process and learned of the 634-page package only hours before the first votes took place, according to Price.
The process, in my opinion, was quite flawed because we were allowed no opportunity to make amendments. It was a conference report, a joint report, and so all we could do was vote it up or down. And while there were some good points in there, and I mean, thank goodness we do have a budget so that the state can operate, there were a lot of provisions in there that I just could not agree with.
Price and Buoyancy pointed to the marginal pay increases for most state employees as a major area where the $34 billion budget falls short. Not only are the raises a one-time change and are not retroactive to last year when a budget was meant to be enacted, but they lag well behind the inflation rate and don't match the cost of living. The two House representatives also shared their concerns about needing more public education funding, with veteran teachers not seeing the same investments made into starting teacher pay. Price added,
I'm also disappointed with the way that we're trying to raise money now that we still are refusing to make corporations pay their taxes, and we're also decreasing the property tax and income tax. But that's being made up in the form of fees. For example, there is now an increase in fee for a divorce, the cost of divorce filing fees to generate an additional $1.3 million recurring for the state domestic violence center grant.
Garson agreed that he believes the bad outweighs the good of the budget, with the increasing of legal fees being a sticking point for him.
Jacking up court fees at a time when the cost of everything across the board is already going up and we're making it harder for most North Carolinians. I mean, it's cruel, and we're going to saddle more folks than the 1 out of 12 currently saddled with legal debt.
All three Orange County-based legislators said they supported Governor Stein's, quote, big-ticket item of fully funded Medicaid support, as well as the improvement to starting teacher pay. Garson also said he was happy the budget creates a $10 million fund for Tropical Storm Chantal relief and ends the sales tax exemption for electricity purchased by data centers. But even those elements have drawbacks, the state senator said. Garson shared skepticism of $10 million being enough when divided between the storm-impacted areas, and added that he's got questions around the data center's tax bill.
Instead of some of the money that comes through these sales taxes on data centers that we'll now have, and some of that staying with the counties that are actually bearing the brunt of data center costs, that's all going to the state. So not the normal sales tax breakdown. It's all going to the state, and I have questions about why.
Ultimately, Representative Price described her reasoning for voting against the budget as coming down to the bill's flawed approach and construction.
It's a budget that has too much policy and a lot of priorities in it rather than looking at really the finances and how we finance governance.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.